The ATU has the capacity to be transformative. It is not just our university, it is your university, and it is a single university for the most unique region. And that unique region is the West and Northwest, the border counties, and of course, the Atlantic coastal counties. It is a region that for a long time has been forgotten. It is a region that has fed other communities, both at home and abroad, through emigration, where our young people and people seeking prosperity and hope have emigrated. And the net result of that has been an imbalance, where, as I said on Friday, if Ireland was a weighing scales, you'd tip it to the east. That is no longer going to happen. There will no longer be a requirement for emigration. Hopefully, we will have immigration. And access to education, it is a right. It is only just and right that we have a university here on our doorstep. A university which will provide access to education and education to our young people, to our old people, to people regardless of race, colour, creed, socioeconomic background, or whatever. You should not have to travel to have that right. You no longer have to travel to have that right. We have it here on our doorstep, and we are the people who can promote it. We are the people who can ensure that the next generation avail of it, the next generation grow. Education provides belief in the individual. It provides for progress in that individual. And as that individual progresses, so too does the community, so too does the region. And ultimately, we will be able to believe in ourselves, invest in ourselves, invite outside investment, promote small to medium enterprises, promote local industry, because we will have the great resource of an educated mass where every single person in this region can have access to that education. It's also transformative, the ATU. It will transform our region, where we will see population growth, where we will see young people stay, where we will hopefully see people come home because we have the educational capacity, we have what the East Coast has, we have what they have abroad, we have sustainability. I firmly believe that we are the people who can lead this forward, the people of this region. It is our university, it is your university. It is up to each and every one of us to encourage people to apply, avail of that access to education, avail of that education. 20,200 students, that's not enough. That's only a starting point. That should be yesterday's news. Tomorrow's news should be 44,000 students, 68,000 students. We should mark ourselves on this map. We should make ourselves known not only throughout this nation, but internationally. This can become a local university, a regional university, but also an international university. Before I finish, and you'll be delighted to know I will finish, I would just like to thank the Minister for all of his support. I would also like to say I'm absolutely in awe of the work that has been undertaken by people. Personally, I thought it was only for the last 2.5 years, but I was corrected in that misinterpretation. This has been going on for a decade of achievement, and it is finally here today.